For people in the world of academia, tenure is typically one of their greatest achievements. Just ask Nicholas Fleischer. He teaches linguistics at UW-Milwaukee.
Earning tenure is like the ultimate performance and merit exercise. You have to get a PhD. Typically, you have to do some either a postdoc or other jobs before you land your first tenure track job. And then you have this long probationary period on the tenure track, typically 6 years, where you have to research, you have to teach, you have to do service to the institution, and you have to do all those things at the highest level, really. And then comes this ultimate evaluation of whether you're going to earn tenure at the end.
Fleischer started his journey toward becoming a tenured professor 13 years ago, and next year he'll be up for evaluation. He says he's concerned about how the UW system might look at that point.
If the proposed changes become law in this budget, I think you will see literally almost everyone in the University of Wisconsin system looking for jobs elsewhere. Not everyone will be able to find them, but it will have a major effect on the campus's ability to retain people.
Right now, under Wisconsin law, tenured professors can be let go for a few reasons, including if they commit a crime or fail to meet certain standards, or if there is a financial emergency. The proposed budget directs the UW Board of Regents to set tenure policy and allows the system to dismiss faculty if programs change. Nancy Kendall worries about the politics invading higher education. The governor appoints nearly all the regents. Kendall teaches education policy at UW-Milwaukee.
It will destroy the capacity of faculty and of the university to do the research that we need done to understand our world around really key issues that politicians don't favor right now, like climate change, like sex education.
While Wisconsin remains the only state with a tenure law, it is also the only state moving to weaken its tenure tradition, according to Terry Hartle. He's senior vice president of the American Council on Education based in Washington, D.C. Hartle says other states, such as Texas, are working to lure top talent.
Governor Abbott signed legislation into law that creates a fund to enable Texas to seek to hire Nobel laureates and National Academy of Sciences award winners.
Wisconsin Republicans insist the leaders of the UW system will have more power to compete if state law no longer dictates tenure. Representative John Nygren is co-chair of the legislature's budget committee.
They're going to have the ability to make those decisions themselves. Now, the people that we empower to run our system, the people that we empower to run our individual campuses, are going to have the ability to make those decisions themselves.
While the political debate over tenure continues in Wisconsin, it seems some outside institutions may be trying to capitalize on the uncertainty. For instance, UW math professor Mike Steele says he's gotten a couple of offers in recent weeks.
The fact that we're getting some now is actually quite extraordinary. This is not the time of year where universities are tending to recruit for positions.
Wisconsin lawmakers are expected to pass the budget bill yet this month. That includes moving tenure decisions from state law to leaders of the UW system and broadening the provisions under which someone could be fired. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.